You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
The government's $2 billion pay equity settlement was celebrated as a win for care workers when it was passed in April, after it was argued that low rates of pay was due to gender discrimination under the Equal Pay Act. Since then, many rest homes have struggled to meet the cost of rising wages and are having to restructure, cut jobs, or even close their doors. The Aged Care Association, who represent 90% of New Zealand's aged care sector, say they support the pay equity settlement and celebrated it being passed earlier this year. However, Chief Executive Simon Wallace says what's happened since then is that because the settlement isn't fully funded and has also been implemented very quickly, it has put more homes in trouble than anyone predicted.
We're finding that a number of our members, around about 100 of our 600 members, are having to look at their options going forward to be able to stay in business.
And so I saw that the Ministry of Health have come out and said that it is fully funded. So what is that discrepancy? Is it something to do with the time frame or...?
There are two key factors influencing the funding problem. One of those centres around an averaging funding formula, so it's based on an average experience level of the staff, it's based on an average level of qualification of your staff, and it's based on average